Ukraine's Foreign Secretary David Miliband told British radio he believes Afghanistan's runoff election will go well.
I think that it is possible to have a credible election that provides a legitimate expression of the will of the Afghan people.
Afghanistan's first round of voting in August was marred by widespread fraud. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told BBC television that was a painful lesson, and the United Nations will make changes for next month's vote.
We will try to replace more than 200 district officials who have been implicated or who have not been following correct guidelines to make this election a transparent and credible one.
Miliband welcomed the UN decision.
I think that the measures that Ban Ki-moon has announced are important. I think the recognition of both the leading candidates, President Karzai and Dr. Abdullah, that there had been attempts at widespread fraud, is important in that respect.
Miliband says it is not just who wins that's important, but also that the new government has a vision for the future.
Line one of the plan for the future of Afghanistan must be not just a credible government, not just a legitimate government, but a government with a coherent program, a consensus program for the future of the country.
The foreign secretary hopes the new government will win the confidence of the Afghan people.
What we do need is Afghan governance of a kind that is credible in the eyes of its own people. We need Afghan security forces that are able to defend their own country. We need a political system that divides the insurgency and brings those who are willing to live within the constitution within it. And finally, we need a relationship with its neighbours, above all Pakistan, in which all recognise that Pakistan has got to be a neutral state, not a client state.
Britain has 9,000 troops in Afghanistan, the second largest force behind the United States. Last week, Britain's Prime Minister announced he would send 500 more soldiers if other NATO allies follow suit and the Afghan government expands its army. Miliband says the military commitment is about protecting Britain.
The reason we are in Afghanistan militarily is that we know the consequences of allowing the bad lands of Afghanistan, of the Afghan-Pakistan border, to become an incubator for international terrorism. The lives of our soldiers are being put on the line because of our own security, and that is the only reason that a government in this country would put people's lives, our soldiers' lives, in danger.
The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan has asked U.S. President Barack Obama for up to 40,000 more troops. The president has been reluctant to make a decision while Afghanistan's political future was in doubt. Fraud, insecurity, and the weather all threatened to make next month's runoff elections difficult for one of the world's newest democracies. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.